Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, now you got to get to the summer of Shador. That is, if you believe Mike Greenberg, what he said yesterday on Get Up.
RC, to me, this is going to be the story of the summer and into the season. Do you believe we will see Shador Sanders start for the Cleveland Browns sometime next season?
You know what? I believe he will start at some point next season. I believe Kenny Pickett will be the front runner. We have to remember he was the 20th overall pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers a few years ago. But everything you're hearing out of Cleveland is how impressive Shador Sanders is. This is a guy we talked about as a possible first rounder, and I think he's showing that talent there, and the Cleveland Browns are desperate for a franchise guy.
All right. So based on what you heard there, are you Mr. Shapologist himself, the original OG Shapologist on this station?
Shaboom!
We do miss a Shaboom, don't we?
Are you gearing up for the summer of Shador?
No, I don't know how this could be the summer of Shador. I'm very confused by it. Like, if you believe what Zach told us at 420, the idea that he's not going to win the starting quarterback job because it's not set up for him to win the starting quarterback job. We want to talk about maybe... You want to have maybe the winter of Shador? Maybe that's in our
what about like the late autumn of Shador?
Maybe, okay. You want to, like, can we call it the week 8 of Shador? I don't know.
What instead of Thanksgiving, Shador's giving.
The halfway through the season of Shador.
Awful. Don't do that.
What'd you call it?
Shador's giving.
Oh, but that but mine was awful. That's right.
Just meant is like as soon as you said it, it was too clunky.
Yeah.
Can you do so? What was it again?
Yeah, Shador's giving. Or how do you say that one again?
Shador's giving.
Yeah, Shador's giving. You're right. Yeah. It does got a flow to it. That's very nice.
Thank you very much.
I meant mine in a constructive way. I should apologize.
I shecept.
Very good. So the point is that he's got the fame already. He was going to have the fame regardless. How can anybody look at this summer and suggest that it is like the summer of Shador? Because I think about it like the summer of George, right, with Seinfeld. The summer of George is because everything was going George's way. That's why he was predicting it to be the summer of George. This has gone horribly for Shador. This is not what Shador envisioned 6 months ago, that his life was going to be, where he is... fighting and clawing with a third-round quarterback because he was a fifth-round quarterback and isn't even guaranteed a chance to start. But yes, he's got attention, and he's got a lot of social media followers. Congratulations. I don't think he cares about that. He cares about the football side of this, and his football side hasn't gone great for him at all.
I think it's going to be a talking point for people like Mike in the time between now and training camp. And I think the summer of Shador only happens if Shador forces the Browns' hands, which I don't think you can project from here, right? Like, honestly, there's a part of me that thinks if we just start this thing where Zach Jackson said it should be an hour ago with us, which is he puts less than 4% chance of either guy winning the starting job, that's where it should be in May. And if it rises above 4%, it's because those guys come back. And not just come back. Those guys ace voluntary minicamps. They ace mandatory minicamps. And when they come back, they look like a different level of quarterback. Now, the initial part of training camp is going to be Shador wall-to-wall. But it's going to take...
The conversations will be.
It's going to take a couple days of him not getting first-team reps for this thing to go the way of the Dodo.
So I, again, maybe we need to rephrase this a different way. Are we talking about the summer of Shador as if there's going to be interest and attention around him, or whether or not he himself is going to actually enjoy what's transpired?
I think Greenberg was saying the first thing.
Because the interest and attention is always going to be there. That's how he operates. That's his business, is being the center of attention in any room that he's in. Like, that comes with being Shador. So,
but I don't think you're going to, if he's not talking to the media because he's the fourth string quarterback, that's gonna suffocate a lot of those storylines.
He'll still talk to the media once a week, though. Even the backup quarterbacks on request are going to speak to the media. That's how it all is based off of whether or not there's an interest there by the media to hear him talk, and there's going to be an interest to hear him talk.
Venture to say the Browns are going to be a little more selective on that
people
one.
People will put in the request every single week to hear Shador Sanders talk. Like, the media will 100% do that.
Yep, doesn't mean you're going to get it every week.
No, but you typically get at least once a week you get some sort of appearance from someone. So I would expect that to continue on. But I don't even think it's about his quotes or anything like that. I really don't. If he is getting what you saw today, where he doesn't even throw in 11-on-11s and he only throws in the 7-on-7 portion, are we going to get a lot of ramp up and everything? Probably not. It will probably suffocate itself. And then the preseason games will happen. And if he looks good in there, then congratulations. We're back to full on Shador Sanders conversation.
Yeah, I actually like the way you put that, the idea that it's going to ebb and flow. I don't expect Shador to be a storyline, meaning like a meaningful storyline outside of how many reps is he getting, the little logistical things that we do. I don't expect him to be a consistent storyline, though. I think if he has a really great day in a joint practice, that'll hit the uptick. If he starts taking first team reps at any point, which again at this point feels far-fetched, it'll be a real conversation when he plays in the preseason. Yeah. I expect him and Dylan Gabriel to play a lot in the preseason. What he does, good or bad, it's going to be a conversation. But I think there's going to be more lulls than maybe like Mike Greenberg realizes here on face value.
Well, think about it. Like, even in our own conversations, we have not talked nearly enough Shador relative to what we did previously, and that's with good reason.
Oh, I think if you ask the average fan, they would say they being the station, still talks too much Shador.
I'm just going based off of what we were talking about before, and then as we keep going, because I feel like we talk way less Shador. And I've noticed in our conversations, yes, he comes up, but it's not anywhere close to the same as it was obviously pre-draft. But even in the first couple weeks of post-draft conversations, it's not as forefront as maybe it was.
216-474-0092. Is this going to be the summer of Shador, as Mike Greenberg says? I also think there was some really interesting cherry picking there going on with Ryan Clark, who's like, everything out of Cleveland is how good Shador looks. And it's like,
he saw one Zach Jackson clip.
I'm trying to wonder, like, who's telling you these things? Because conversely, like, yeah, I've heard behind the scenes, yeah, he's got a lot to work on.
What's weird about that, though, is someone in the national, or someone close to all these national people, are starting to feed very positive Shador lines. And maybe this is the Dion camp of it, and I'm not sure. But like Colin yesterday went on this whole rant about how Shador will start at some point and it'll look like a good NFL quarterback. And then you got guys like Ryan Clark that you're talking about, all in the past like 48 hours or so. And you know, if there's a Shador market watch, I'm at the front and center of it. In the past 48 hours or so, as you heard more things behind the scenes about maybe it not being the greatest, it seemed like the national media went in the other direction and has started to go like, oh yeah, he's really impressing people. And I find that dynamic very interesting.
Will we call that a watch, by the way?
That I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. If you want to, we can do that.
I just think when it comes to Shador, by the way, I even think just saying Shador's going to start at some point this season, I think is the safest couch on the planet. Yeah, the other two quarterbacks, the two guys who are vying for the starting role, if you believe anybody right now, are Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And the third quarterback in the equation is tiny baby Dylan Gabriel.
Well, so the real question we have to ask ourselves is, how much do people have of an interest in the Browns quarterback battle outside of Cleveland?
Well, I think it's only Shador.
If you remove Shador from the equation, we're basically what? We're not even as interesting as the Saints quarterback battle.
You're Vegas last year. Your Gardner Minshew versus Aiden O'Connell.
We'd be a million times less interesting than Russell Wilson versus Jackson Dart.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I think for fans, I mean, I think there's a fair amount of fans who just, no matter who you're going to put in that battle, they're always going to be diehards, the P1s of Browns football. But I think if you had not drafted Shador, there was going to be an element of the fan base that just took this season off. I think just the hype around Shador,
for sure.
I think there's a strong element of, because you never know if and when he might play, because we all know Browns football. Like I said, you are damn couching. If you say, I think Shador is going to play at some point this season, you don't say. Is it the bad quarterbacks in front of him or the recent Browns history where they played five quarterbacks 2 years ago and, what was it, four quarterbacks last year?
I know. But
did you come up to that conclusion by yourself there, Colin, with love and respect?
No. The Colin part was him saying how he thought he was going to be a good quarterback. He would take the job and then he wouldn't give it up and he'd be a good quarterback. So I'll defend him a little bit there. But yeah, in most markets, Nick, like the expectation is that your quarterback will play all 17 games. It just doesn't work that way here.
Andrew saying, every flipping day I get in my car after work and you two are talking shoulderless Sanders. Every flipping day.
Wait, what's the idea with shoulderless Sanders?
I think he's suggesting he doesn't have shoulders.
Is that a critique of his? Have we moved to the shoulder side of things?
Well,
with Sanders?
I'm part of the shoulder community. So you can see I've got very broad shoulders.
So Dylan Gabriel has no height, as evidenced by the bat down today.
And baby hands.
And did you see the photo of him with Flacco?
No. It did look funny. As bad as the
Daryl
other one.
Daryl tweeted it.
Of course, Daryl tweeted it.
It was funny. But I didn't know you could have a shoulder critique. And maybe you're right. Maybe the person tweeting at you is right. And we're still talking a bunch of Shador, and I'm just not aware of it. It just, in my head, it feels like we're talking way less Shador than we were as recently as even a couple weeks ago.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see the local narrative versus the national narrative. Because I guarantee you that the friends who, when the Cavs were in the playoffs, called me and wanted to be on the radio shows, the friends who, when the Browns had the number two pick, are they going to take Travis Hunter, Shador, or that trade down really wasn't even a question I got from them. They're going to want me to be on the radio shows. And they're not going to talk about Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Miles Garrett, Joel Bitonio. The only reason anyone's going to call me in August to have me on their shows, it's going to be Shador Sanders.
Up until he plays in an actual game, I can tell you how this is going to go. I think the local media here is going to end up being very smitten by it. And I don't say that just because I like Shador. I say that based off of even Mac's own experience going to camp today. And how many people have we talked to where once they actually see him throw, you're like, oh, yeah, he's much better than I thought he was. Like, yeah, but you have to actually see it. And then also, the local media will spend time around him too. And if he is anything, he is... he's very good with the media. He's charismatic. He's got a way about himself.
I mean, even Joe Flacco today said there's at least one time a day where he says something that makes me smile.
He's easy to root for if you spend enough time consuming and taking in the content and being around him. And I think a lot of the media around here, they're starting to see that. And they're starting to understand why there was such a big hoopla around him at Colorado and why he's got so many fans around the country.
I just think this becomes the summer of Shador. If Shador forces their hand. Because I think the Browns are going to take every opportunity they are to tamp down this story. Because as much as they want to say the things, as much as they want, I think so much of having Shador as a fourth-string quarterback, having Shador with minimal reps here early in OTAs, I don't think they're just trying to make a case with a guy who's got some bad habits to point out and pick out. I don't. I think they're going to try and suffocate the story unless Shador forces their hand. Because I think I'm not trying to say like I think they're going to try and make a point to humble that kid in some way. Because I think there's some concern about all the other stuff that happened, and meaning just the superstar treatment he got at Colorado.
I guess we'll see. I mean, it's amazing how we keep going to the idea of like, he's got to be humbled. But then when he presents himself, he comes across like a very humbled human, does he not?
Yeah, but he didn't in meetings leading up to the draft.
No. And again, maybe it's too early. I do think it's interesting how often he's pointed out in the last couple of weeks, how little contact he has with his dad these days and how he's separated himself from Dion's camp and everything associated with it for the most part, as much as you can while it's still being your dad.
We believe him. I don't believe him. In the same way that I don't believe Kevin Stefanski hasn't heard much from Dion either.
Hey, man, truth always ends up coming out, right? So, like, if this is all just an act, this early portion, we'll see through it eventually.
216-474-0092. Mike Greenberg and the ESPN crew say this is going to be the summer of Shador. Agree or disagree? And preferential treatment, should it be happening at voluntary OTAs already? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Like VR, in terms of football training, as I know it or understand it, is like a last 5-6 year thing.
Well, so Jaden Daniels just did it. So Jaden Daniels, in between his time at LSU and I guess the last part of his season at LSU into then obviously playing in the pros, like he's credited the VR work as why he is light years ahead of everyone else.
So I actually think like we're talking about like how can we bridge the gap for.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Or like Shador or Dylan Gabriel, I do think it's VR. I don't hate it.
I mean, it's like, think about it. How else would you get reps? This is an easy way to do it. And again, this is why Jaden Daniels thinks he's got like 5 years of NFL experience already.
Now, I will say the idea of mental reps, I've just never bought into. That's not the same thing. VR is real. Like VR is as real as possible. Mm-hmm. And it basically helps you with your processing speed and getting your reads in and just comfort, right? Adjusting to the speed around you. That's another big thing. But like when I've heard coaches be like, just a player standing behind, just watching the play. I'm like, I don't think that matters.
People believe in the sports world. They do believe in the visualization of things. I never bought into it. I do remember not to make it about myself at all, because with bowling, it's not the same world. But they used to always be like visualize the shot before you actually take it.
Oh, see, that I believe. But just sitting watching a play happen, I don't think counts as a rep.
Oh, okay.
Like that's always like the idea of, well, you get better just by sitting there watching. I think you pick some things up, but the idea, like nothing other than VR, nothing really actually replicates an actual rep like an actual rep.
They didn't make the Nike slogan "just do it" for nothing.
You're correct. I was trying to think of something witty and I had nothing, so we just kind of just gave into it. That's a very good point by you.
Okay, then.
Points to Peter Lynn. Should the rookies be getting the preferred reps in voluntary OTAs?
I'm surprised at the amount of Flacco versus Pickett and how it ended up being a lot of Flacco and Pickett. And then even, Gabriel did get a couple of the 11-on-11s, but Shador getting none of them. I was surprised by that. And maybe I shouldn't have been, and hearing Zach talk kind of made it seem like I should have been preparing better for that idea. It's just we spent so much time thinking about Flacco basically needing no reps and just being able to walk in there and be able to do it. But clearly, Stefanski needs to see what Flacco still has or really doesn't have at this point.
I think we're at the point where put it on the veterans, let the veterans show the rookies how to act, the I'm not a mentor thing that Flacco was talking about. I do think in camp you're going to have to carve out some space for each of the rookies. Just as a real test, like voluntary and mandatory OTAs, you're so new to the NFL still. You're still getting NFL shape. You're getting used to where your locker is. There's so many things you're getting used to at this point in the schedule that by the time you get to camp, you've fallen into a rhythm and fallen into the schedule. I think it'd be really smart if, and I don't have to necessarily just be with the ones, I'd be really smart if early in camp you put a day or two on those kids and gave Shador this day, gave Dylan that day, and then maybe did it late in camp as well.
No, for sure. And it was kind of the expectation. It's interesting. Like what did everyone that you saw at, in Berea today talk about? They talked about the one throw from Flacco to Jerry Jeudy. And I was like, wow. I mean, that's why he's Joe Flacco. It's like, did we really need to see that though? Did we need that? I don't know that we needed that.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, you don't. But so to me, I think this is more procedural. I think today, Joe getting the snaps is less about Joe being the front runner or second front runner for the job, and it's more about holding the rookies back so you don't put them in to too deep water too quick.
I mean, at that point, couldn't we have just given, the large majority then to just all to Kenny Pickett?
No, because I do think they want to split the reps up in a specific way. And now I think in camp, I would be surprised if the younger guys don't get more of those reps than Joe or more comparable reps. But yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to run this whole thing like a four-headed quarterback race.
Which has not really been done too many times in NFL history.
It's not, and I think it's going to evolve every week. I do. And I think that's part of the plan. I think this is procedural right now. You put the vets out there, you let the veterans who actually did show up to voluntary camp get in their work. And honestly, it helps a lot of those receivers to have a real gunslinger in there and Joe Flacco. Like on 11-on-11 or 7-on-7s, Joe against air, or even Joe against a shell defense where you're just trying to all get reps in.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's good for Jerry Jeudy. I think it's good for Tillman. I think it's good for your young wide receivers.
I like that point because it is, we can look at that. Maybe we should be looking at that. Like, that is just as much for Jerry Jeudy getting comfort with Joe Flacco than it is anything if he actually ends up being a guy that plays 5-6 games for you this year.
Well, and
I heard, by the way, Cedric Tillman looked like an absolute athletic freak.
Don't hate it. I've never lost faith in Cedric. It's just injuries.
I heard athletically he was a freak today.
Which we love. That'd be great. If Cedric could take a step forward, that'd be huge for them. I don't think his ceilings is a one. I guess ceiling is like T. Higgins, but I'll take T. Higgins.
In a second.
Across from Jerry Jeudy.
In a second. Yeah.
Can I just take like a cup? I love the stuff I saw out of Dewan too.
Well, like, the fact that he showed up in shape.
Well, not just
I think
in
was
shape.
Was the biggest win for me.
He looked like in shape.
Yeah.
Like, dare I say, he might be under 350. And if that's playful, but if Dewan really embraces an eating program and a nutritional program, and you can get him under 350, Dewan could be your left tackle for a decade. The problem last year came in because he came in fat.
The injuries.
But the injuries were because he took forever to get in playing shape, and by the time he got into it, he was hurt.
And we've had back-to-back years of injuries with him.
And granted, he was coming off an injury previously, but like I think if you can play him at a light, and he'll never be 300 pounds on the dot. Could he be 330? And that dude, that athleticism at 330 would be insane.
If you were Dewan Jones, would you take Ozempic?
No.
We have the drugs for it now. No. Like all these people that like we the athletes in particular. I know you're very against Ozempic, but like I don't know, it would work, would it not?
No, you know, because they've got the best nutritional staff and training staffs in the NFL.
There still is the idea that it's just it's much easier just to take a pill and then have it not make you hungry.
So okay, this is my personal opinion of Ozempic. I think it eats as much muscle tissue. It doesn't discriminate on what it eats, meaning like, all right, if I put you on this dietary program, the way you eat is going to naturally burn fat. That is plausible with dietary, like with a sound diet. So you don't even have to go for walks. You have to do that. All that's just on top, right? With Ozempic, it just eats tissue. It just goes after everything. That is my what I've seen of it, and it's what I've had people tell me of it.
It's funny, like 20 years ago, though, you'd be like, oh, he got on the Suzanne Somers diet, and it really changed him, you know? And now it's just like everyone just assumes Ozempic.
I know, that's my number one reason I haven't lost weight yet.
Is it just you? Yeah, okay.
No, it's not. It's because I'm a fat ass. It's because I like food, and I like sugar.
Food's good.
Yeah, and what makes it worse now is that I know how to eat, and I still don't eat right. That's what makes it worse. Like 10 years ago, legitimate. No idea the fuel, how to fuel your body.
Yeah.
Had no idea how to burn fat like the right way and while also being able to build muscle. Like no idea. Then I went on an eating program in Charlotte, and I know it to this day. I remember it off the top of my head. And every day I wake up and
you came back and you were talking about all these good fats and all sorts of stuff.
Consciously, don't do it. Doesn't help here that the jackals that I worked with when I first came back made sure to mock a diet that I had lost 100 pounds on.
Is that where the good fats come in?
It's where the good fats.
The tuba ranch that used to, the tuba ranch used to bring
I'll
in?
I got a donkey bottle of ranch. You want a party? I got a donkey bottle of ranch right now.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
People say, Nick Wilson, donkey bottle of ranch. That's what he's known for. But no, not Ozempic for Dwan Jones.
Why not? I think that's where people naturally
go to.
Because
he doesn't have to.
What do you mean doesn't have to?
Because he's an athlete.
We just talked about like willpower and how sometimes it's hard with food, and Ozempic just kind of, it just nulls that.
But I'm 39 years and I was of struggling. Bad habits.
Yeah, but
he's 23.
You're 39. I'm 35. At this point, if I'm taking Ozempic, what am I doing it for? There's zero reason. I'm married. I have a kid. There's no reason
You've
for me to be doing that.
You've let yourself go.
Yeah, thank you. In nicer terms, yes, that's exactly where we're at. But if I was playing for millions of dollars and I knew I had to get to a certain weight and I struggled with it 2 years in a row, maybe that's on the table for
what
me.
What if it hurts your ability to build muscle?
I thought you said that was just you making up things and it wasn't actually scientifically true.
No, I mean, it eats tissues. So like if you're trying...
Does it take away his muscle?
Have you seen people who are on Ozempic-like drugs? Have you seen what happens to their face shape?
Yeah, I've seen the face shape.
It changes.
No, and that's how you can tell.
That's because what it's doing is it's not just eating the fat in their face or the fat in their belly or the fat in their liver. It's taking away some of that muscle definition.
So if Dwan Jones was, in fact, on Ozempic...
We'd know.
We'd know from the facial structure.
Look right in his face and be like, Ozempic face.
And you could tell like that. There's no muscle attached to this guy now.
Yep.
He's gone.
This guy's on a pre-diabetic medication.
That's another thing. If you took Ozempic, you lost some muscle, and then you're like, no, I'm not nearly as strong anymore. And all of a sudden, he's not that slot machine with a helmet that he used to be.
I don't think that's going to be a problem for Dwan.
And he starts eating. He eats his way to the top. A true redemption story for Dwan Jones.
Daryl Ryder, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.